You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Conner. Coming up, we'll talk to a lawmaker who says he's disappointed but not surprised by changes to the Foxconn development in southeastern Wisconsin.
First, when the news came out that in a couple of years, the Milwaukee Brewers would no longer call their stadium Miller Park because of a new naming deal with American Family Insurance, some fans got upset.
For example, a West Alice Alderman tweeted, "Imagine Lambeau Field renamed Schneider International Field. I love you, Brewers, but I'm pleading with you to keep Miller Park on the stadium."
The deal with Miller Coors, which has been in place since the stadium opened in 2001, runs through the 2020 season. A new name has not yet been announced, just that American Family will be the sponsor.
Company CEO Jack Swalswell told WISN-TV in Milwaukee that he knows this is a touchy issue.
There's some thought of shortening the name to AmFam.
AmFam Field.
I mean, or stadium or whatever. And so I think we're letting our marketing team, giving them the autonomy to just run, you know, do the focus groups, get the data behind it, and then let's sit down and let's look at what that is. And then let's meet with the Brewers, make sure it's palatable for them.
What's your reaction? Call 800-642-1234. Are you sad to see the Miller Park name go, or does it not bother you? What should the stadium be called? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR.
Our next guest says it's time to come up with a permanent name. George Stanley is the editor of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. George, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Darrell. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, George, for spending a few minutes with us. So, first of all, what's your idea?
Well, I know that American Family is buying the name, and that's fine. I realize the Brewers need that revenue. But 25 years ago, before the new stadium was built, I really thought they should come up with a permanent name like Lambeau Field, and suggested in a column back then that they name it after Hank Aaron. And I still think there's room for that. I think it would be a great goodwill gesture by the Brewers and American Family if they called it something like American Family Field at Aaron Park or AmFam Field at Hank Aaron Park.
Now, obviously, naming it after Hank Aaron, certainly not many people would argue with that. But, of course, you'll probably hear some folks who will say, why name it after Hank Aaron in particular and not, say, maybe Robin Yount or Bob Uecker or Bud Selig or another huge figure in Brewers history?
Yeah, the only other name that people have been sending me notes and voicemails and things about it's been Bud Selig. There is a lot of support to name it after Bud Selig, thinking that, you know, he's the person that really brought baseball back to Milwaukee, and he's the reason we have that stadium. That wouldn't bother me either if it was something like American Family Field at Selig Park. But I think a person like Hank Aaron, As much as he's in the Hall of Fame and things like that, I still think he didn't really get his due for how unbelievably extraordinary his career was. When I looked at Christian Yelich's numbers and what a great season he had last year, the undisputed MVP, and he's 27 years old, and he'd have to play another 18 and a half years, and that all have to be just as good as last year was for him just to start tying Hank Aaron in his numbers. That's how good Hank Aaron was over a long, long period of time, playing more than half his career in Milwaukee, you know, starting with the Braves, bringing them a World Series, and then coming back to play with the Brewers to end his career.
George, you were pushing for a permanent name when the talk of new stadium was coming up about 25 years ago. Why is a permanent name so important?
I just think you can see it right now in the emotion people are feeling at the loss of Miller Park. And then there's the additional complication that we named a road right next to the stadium after the ballpark. So there's Miller Park Way. And so it just seems to me that there should be some permanence there. When you think of the great stadiums, Lambeau Field, Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, that's what they are, and they're the ones that last. And I really think that for more, not just to honor Hank Aaron and not just to have a place that we know the name of and that name's going to stay and names are important, but it'll also be a statement for generations to come, that we built a stadium to last, and we're not going to tear this down in 30 years and build a new one at taxpayer expense like we did the Bradley Center in downtown Milwaukee, you know, whenever something seems like it's obsolete because it doesn't have enough luxury boxes or whatever kind of seating arrangement brings in the most money in the future, that we will, we're going to keep our stadium like they've kept Fenway in Boston and Wrigley in Chicago and Lambeau in Green Bay.
George Stanley is the editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we are talking about the decision for Miller Park to step away from their naming rights to Miller Park, and now American Family is taking over beginning in 2020. And we're asking you, what do you think about naming the stadium, maybe renaming it Hank Aaron Park, to go along with American Family? Is there another name that you're thinking of that would be great? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Give us a call. You can also email us at ideas@WPR.org, and you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Deborah in Brown Deer. Good afternoon, Deborah. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I thought about it, and I'm thinking, what's more important, the player or the people who pay for the people to play? And I decided people will play baseball for free. I mean, people will just be playing baseball forever. And so the most important thing, I guess, is the baseball player and then the person who sponsors them also. So I think your guest, the editor of the newspaper, is on the right track. Name it after both, the player and the sponsor.
Deborah, thank you so much for the call. George, how much support have you heard for your Hank Aaron idea?
I've got a ton of support from readers. So a lot of folks have written in and saying, yes, I agree, let's do it. So that's mostly where I've heard the support from. I haven't really, talked to any public officials or been in that arena at all. And I haven't heard from American Family or anybody there. I did hear from an executive who was a top marketing official at a major company who said he thought that American Family could actually benefit by associating itself with Hank Aaron. He didn't think that was a bad idea for them either.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, Mike. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. Like I said, when I talked to the screener, it's just a name. I think people are getting too nostalgic over what the stadium is named. After all, Miller Park, that's after a brewery. So, if you look across the country, every stadium that's got a name usually has got the name of the sponsor of the stadium. We're going to be watching the Super Bowl down in the Mercedes Stadium this weekend. So I think it's probably going to be rightfully so named American Family Park, whatever, or something like that. Hopefully it's not too long of a word. And that's just the way it is. And, I don't think there's any sense in even talking about making it named Henry Aaron Stadium or something like that. After all, he played here for a few years, and that stadium's long gone. The other thing is, too, look, we've got Fiserv Arena. What the heck is Fiserv? So that's just the way it works. Companies who sponsor, who pay for these things, they have naming rights.
Mike, thank you so much for the call. And George, as Mike said, some people feel it's just a name. However, there has been a lot of reaction to this. American Family says they're not surprised with the initial negative reaction. But, they've said it's balanced out since then, as people learn about the company and its plans to open up an office in downtown Milwaukee. So how surprised were you by the negative reactions to this?
I wasn't surprised because I think names are important to people. I think that there's been a lot of talk over the years when they remodeled Lambeau Field and spent a lot of money doing that. Should they sell the name? And the Packers got so much feedback. No, you better not. That they said no. It's always going to be Lambeau Field. We're not going to put a corporate name on it. But there's been other cases where people have had corporate names and added it to the traditional name of the stadium. So, for example, there's Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium, where they kept the name of their football stadium, its traditional name, but they did add a corporate sponsor. and there's nice sounding fields like Oriole Park at Camden Yards. So I think there's room for adding a permanent name to the mix along with the one that might change every 15 or 20 years.
Let's go back to the phones. We have a few minutes left, but I want to take at least one more phone call. Let's go to Mary in Eau Claire. Good afternoon, Mary. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi, thank you. Just one quick comment. If they decide that they need to stick with the sponsor, American Family Insurance, how about just shortening it and making it more family-friendly by just calling it Family Stadium?
Mary, thank you so much for the call. And American Family did say they were going to take time for public input and plans to test potential names. A company spokesman said that it's not going to be, you know, 5 or 6 words long. Aside from your Hank Aaron idea, any other advice for American Family when it comes to picking a name?
No, and I don't think it's my, you know, I'm not trying to tell anybody anything to do. That's not really my job. I just want to get the discussion going and see what people thought. I'd love to see it have a permanent name. I'd also love them to change the name of the road to a permanent number so that the businesses don't have to change their names every 20 years, and we don't have to change our street names and our maps every 20 years. So if and Miller Coors did not pay to name Miller Parkway, so I think maybe they should at least name that permanently, even if they're going to change the name of the stadium every 20 years.
We have about less than a minute left, so I wanted to ask you, how hopeful are you that the Brewers and American Family officials name the land the stadium is on and the road next to it after Hank Aaron?
Oh, I just think it would be really nice, and I think that all bask in the glow of it. I think American Family is a great steak company with a great straight tradition, and it sells all over the state, and it always has. And I think that by associating themselves with someone like Hank Aaron, it would just I think it would do them a lot of good too. That's just my own opinion. Their marketing team will figure that out. But I remember, you know, people in Wisconsin remember those types of gestures. You know, Senator Herb Kohl, before he was senator, he saved the Bucks from leaving Milwaukee by buying them and keeping them here and then finding a good owner eventually. And people never forgot that. He was a very popular figure, even though he was a senator, and senators aren't always that popular. But people remembered how he saved the Bucks. And so I just think that companies and things like that can benefit from that type of association.
George, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Darrell. I appreciate it.
George Stanley is the editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him about why he says the Brewer Stadium ground should be permanently named after Hank Aaron once the Miller Coors name expires in 2020.